Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
This morning, it's the tale of the parrot and the kelpie.
Oh, this is a great one. So Anna, the owner of Bo, who is our kelpie, he's a beautiful boy. He just has one slight little issue. He's obsessed with the new parrot. And so what he will do, he'll come into the room where the parrot is, lying her down, and he will watch that parrot until such time as he's basically dragged out of there kicking and screaming. Now, part of the attraction is that kelpies are very good. Their eyes and their sensory vision systems are really good with movement. And of course, the parrot's upside down, then he's flattering his wings, then he's over here. And so you can understand why it's a bit of MTV for the kelpie. So what we've got to do with him, this training process is more about socializing him to be around the bird without being obsessed about the bird. Now, I don't imagine that Bo wants to kill the parrot or anything like that. It's more a case of it's very stimulating. He's new and Bo would love to chase him and see how it all ended up. But he doesn't have that need to do harm. It's more just the interest level, which can do harm because he might accidentally hurt the parrot. So what we're doing is we're just basically desensitizing Bo to the parrot. So we might get him to, be in another room where he can see a little bit of the parrot, but we're doing some of his favorite things. So we might be playing a game, or we might be doing some skill work with him, and then away we go and we leave it for the next time. And slowly but surely, we want to get him used to the sounds of the parrot. So it might be in another environment, we've got some of the parrot noises on our recorded on our mobile phone, which we might put while we're all just vegging and watching TV. So again, he's hearing the birds' noises, the fluttering and all that kind of stuff. And eventually what we want to do is we want to be able to basically have a cup of tea right where the parrot is with Bo, maybe looking occasionally at the parrot and then looking back.
So everyone living in harmony?
Everybody in harmony. So once we get into the general facility where we're, let's say, about a meter away, I'm going to reward Bo every time he looks at me and he pays attention to me. So every time I get his focus, and I might put a command on it too. So it might be focus or look at me or something like that, so I can give him a word that he knows I want him to draw his attention back to me. But also we might play a ball game that's got movement and sound and fun around near the bird, not so that we're startling the bird, but so we're getting used to him doing other things other than watching the parrot and thinking about what may be.
So that's a very unusual problem, isn't it, Joe?
It's a great one. I love them when they're out of the box. And please, if there's anybody out there that's got some out-of-the-box ones, please email me.
Your life sounds very interesting to me.
It's so creative. And you just think, oh, I wonder what's going on and how's the parrot perceiving it? Love these type of cases.
So you can, of course, drop Joe a line. Just go to the goldcentralvictoria.com.au website and you'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next time.